This is Jalen Brooks sitting with BD's newest varsity head coach for the basketball program, Don Carlisle, where we discuss the events of the 2018-2019 season. Thank you again for tuning in to Conversations with Carlisle. Within our last episode, we caught up with BD alumni slash newest head coach for boys varsity basketball, discussed his journey from when he graduated at Ben Davis up until now. We also had a few moments to talk about his first two wins of his coaching career with BD against Franklin Central and Fishers, making him the second coach since his former coach here at Ben Davis, Steve Whitty, to have a starting 2-0 record with us in their first season with BD. Congratulations on adding two more wins against Pike and Southport. Ben Davis beating Pike to 75-67, following on to Southport where we closed out to 55-46. So tell me, who stood out? What were things that you felt like you needed to work on? And what was the energy at those games?
It was great energy at the Pike game. We actually had Wyndham, who's been leading us for the most part for the whole season, the first four games. He had 24 against Pike with a convincing 16-point fourth quarter. DeJuan Jones, he was saddled with foul trouble. We had some other guys step up. Cam Maul had a decent game against Pike. Jalen Jennings actually had, it was kind of his come out party. He actually had a coast to coast dunk.
Mm-hmm.
He'd been struggling up and down with confidence, so I feel that was a good game for him. He had 8 points, but he saw the ball go in the basket, so that was a good thing.
Yeah. Is there anything that you felt like you guys needed to work on for these games and that you'll definitely establish in the next upcoming games?
Well, we established a big lead in the first half, and even going into the fourth quarter, we're up 15. We should have probably been up 20 or 25. We just turned the ball over too much, and we gave up way too many second chance points, too many defense, too many offensive rebounds to Pike, as well as Southport. So those are things that we'll focus on, and we have been focusing on, be kind of an Achilles heel for the rest of the season as we progress, and you know our season only gets tougher. Especially going into this weekend where we have two games in one day. And then the following weekend we play Warren at home.
Mm-hmm.
It was our fourth home game. And we play Brownsburg that next day.
Yeah.
So that'll be a tough weekend for us. And going forward throughout December, we also have LC, who was ranked number one beginning the season. And Warren, who's, you know, they haven't lost since the year before last.
Mm-hmm.
So we have a tough task and a tall task to be able to come out of this unscathed, but I think we have the wherewithal on the team to do it.
Understand. So from what I'm hearing, it's the defense aspect is kind of habitual within these games. So mm-hmm. to pick up defense and make sure that we get those rebounds and we push in, because our offense is nice, but it's really our defense that you're looking to work on.
Well, defense wins championships.
Yeah.
I know I'm a big proponent of that. And I believe that at this weekend we played better defense. We just wasn't finishing the plays with rebounds. So we just gotta come together and not expect the bigs just to get them. We got to rebound this five.
Mm-hmm.
We got to do a better job boxing out and just tracking the ball. So, and just finishing the play. I feel like energy-wise and position-wise, the guys were going to put themselves and us in better positions defensively. We just didn't finish the plays.
Okay. You have been receiving a lot of positive praise for your newest year with us.
Mm-hmm.
This week, our Giants face off against Terre Haute South on Saturday, mm-hmm. on the 8th. Any expectancies, any we're looking to push that defense. Is there any new entry into how we're gonna how you're going to confront this game, this matchup?
Is this another opportunity to get better?
Mm-hmm.
It's a challenge because we have to play two games in one day, like I said, and we have to play an early game. And most of the time, that's not your comfort zone. We're not in the practice of playing a lot of games that early. JV tips off at 10 o'clock, and we play at 11:30.
Yeah.
So that's an early morning. So we'll do whatever we can do to get prepared for that. And you have to play two opponents in one day.
Right.
So you have to get that preparation in. I try to prepare the same way for every opponent. You don't want to overlook or feel as if you have an advantage. You want to make sure that you are coming out with the same purpose in every game that you play. So it'll be a different challenge for us, but hopefully, and I'm pretty confident that we'll come out and meet it head on, and we'll hopefully come out unscathed this weekend as well.
All right, and I appreciate you coming in. This was a really brief episode. We didn't for every single episode each week, we'll kind of touch on what happened last episode, present, just how we're looking, and then our future games. So the following episodes will be similar to this right here, but then after winter break, we'll have a lot to talk about, so that'll be a little bit more lengthier like our first episode. And to close out this episode, we would like to send our thoughts and prayers over to the peers and family of Rashawn Haskins, passing away the same weekend when Ben Davis played Southport, in which the school that he did attend. It's hard to read any type of form of loss, especially when it comes to like people that have aspiring just aspects, and they keep a positive energy, because hearing from them, he was a 3-year varsity standout for football. So to see him having a very bright future, it's hard to read something like that. And
yeah, no doubt, we our thoughts and prayers, especially from our standpoint here at Ben Davis. We'll always go with him and his family and the whole Southport family athletically, as well as the school. And we're praying comfort for them, and we're just there in our thoughts.
Well, I appreciate everybody for tuning in. Thank you very much.
Appreciate it.
And I'll see you guys next week where we discuss more upcoming games, because after this week, we play Warren. Mm-hmm. Make sure that we tackle on that certain weekend, because it will be a more tougher weekend. But thank you for tuning in. This has been Jalen Brooks with Conversations with Carlisle. See you next week.